The current size of the gray economy in the Czech Republic has been calculated to be approximately 600 billion crowns, a 20% rise from 2 years ago, according to the E15 Economic Daily. The newspaper quoted a recent study on the gray market in Europe by the Visa Corporation, which says that the gray economy in this country makes up a smaller portion of its GDP than the European average of 18.5%. In comparison to the neighboring Austria, though, the volume of unofficial transactions in the Czech Republic is twice as large.
Gas and diesel prices have been going down for 5 weeks in a row now. The average price for the most popular natural 95 petrol decreased by 13 hellers from last week to 35.42 crowns per litre. The average price for diesel was below 35 crowns this week. The CCS agency, which tracks petrol prices, said that the downward trend did not continue in all Czech regions. For example, in the Plzeň region, the gas prices went up by around 19 hellers and diesel by 22.
The Bulgarian Anti-Monopoly Agency has issued a 22 million crown fine to the Czech-owned company EnergoPro for abusing its dominant position on the country's energy market. This comes after months of investigations into a number of foreign energy providers and distributors, which the Bulgarian authorities launched in response to widespread public protests over energy prices this winter. The country's energy regulator is also currently considering taking away the distribution license from the Czech energy giant ČEZ.
The unemployment figures improved slightly in April, going from 8% in March down to 7.7%, with some 565,000 people out of work. Year on year, the figures are still showing a negative trend, with 67,000 more people out of work this year than last April. Analysts expected a greater decrease last month and warned latest figures did not necessarily suggest a long-term improvement, since the decline in unemployment is to a large degree due to more seasonal positions becoming available. The number of vacancies increased by about 900 from March, which was not as big of a growth as the job market saw last April.
The Czech Republic and Poland are looking for allies in opposing planned EU legislation, which should curb the sale of certain types of cigarettes. The European Commission wants to lower the number of young smokers by banning attractive cigarettes like Slims or flavored tobacco products. At a meeting this week in Prague, the Czech and Polish agriculture ministers agreed that the planned regulation would only result in pushing cigarette producers out of Europe without actually limiting cigarette consumption per se. The issue should be discussed at a meeting of the Visegrad Group agriculture ministers next week to see whether the four members can agree on a common strategy.